South Korea has rejected the U.S. first shipment of beef to that country since trading resumed in September.
We did have one company that shipped a load. It took nearly 3.5 weeks for the inspection process to finish. And then just Thanksgiving Day, we were notified that that 9-ton load was rejected because they found a small piece of bone smaller than a peanut in a 9-ton load.
And according to USDA Deputy Undersecretary Chuck Lambert,
it's disappointing, it's frustrating, but it's something we are willing to work through.
Under the new agreement, rejection of beef shipments is on a case-by-case basis and does not mean complete closure of the entire market. But Lambert says South Korea is still too strict in its guidelines for bone chips.
Even in this case, we feel that suspending the company that shipped this product is overly restrictive, is an overreaction, that at most the product that contained the small piece of bone should have been destroyed and let the rest of the load clear.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.